Somalia extremists hunt down yet another Christian. A Christian radio station counters the chaos in Burkina Faso, and the gospel knits the most unlikely people together around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Christian community continues to be the targets of anti-Christian violence in the African nation of Somalia. Al-Shabaab is taking responsibility for the shooting death of 21-year-old Hassan Adawi Aden. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it was a public murder with a purpose.
When they do these murders, they want the publicity. It's very much used as a fear tactic to any Muslim that might even be considering becoming a Christian. And of course, it puts fear into the hearts of the believers there in Somalia.
However, Al-Shabaab is lashing out at something supernatural. Musselman says,
many Muslims are having dreams and visions of Jesus, or they have started to study the Bible on their own at great risk because they want to know more about Isa, Jesus, and they discover that, no, he's not only just a prophet, but he's the Son of God, died for my sins, and they accept him as their Savior.
VOM Canada is supporting believers there. Help them at our website. Next, Burkina Faso has a new government today, just 10 days after a military mutiny. It seems that the changes are bringing some calm back to the troubled nation. Easter weekend, the dawn-to-dusk curfew was briefly lifted, allowing the faithful to celebrate. A Christian radio network partnering with HCJB Global has been countering the chaos with the messages of peace, reconciliation, hope, and encouragement through Christ. Pray for more opportunities to share this message. You're listening to Mission Network News. Air transport in Papua New Guinea is crucial to keeping Bible translation moving forward. Aviation is one of the ways the teams stay connected to the outside world, but weather and time deteriorate the cleared land, which makes landing hazardous. Wycliffe Associates is raising $50,000 to maintain and reopen crucial airstrips. Consider it yet another tool toward providing people access to God's Word in their own language. We have more information at our website. Next, 10 years ago, Bill McLeod noticed a trend in churches. They were growing less and less involved with missions. Some of it was that churches weren't sure how to send or support. McLeod, an associate of the Luis Palau Association, had an idea.
What would it be like if we could do something together that we couldn't do alone?
That thought birthed the start of Mission Connection, an annual conference to bring churches, believers, and dozens of mission groups together in one place. Essentially,
we exist to connect local churches and individuals to mission so that increasing numbers of believers are actively serving in areas of the world's greatest need and opportunity.
Since the first event in 2002, Mission Connection has hosted over 100,000 attendees in 200 mission agencies. Hundreds of short and long-term missionaries have been recruited through the Oregon-based event, and more have gained a vision for their church and mission. There's more on the conference at our website. And at a recent church gathering, Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton was asked, "Why don't you have any missionaries in Europe?" Vinton says they have a strategy in place that'll not only take the gospel in, but also plant churches.
We're not going to place individual missionaries spread out in different parts of the world, but where we are already working, we're going to go work with a national church and move into the neighboring countries.
Case in point, an engineer in Curacao. He did seminary training in the U.S., then pastored a church in Curacao. He eventually went to the Netherlands to plant a new church.
With this church being established outside of Amsterdam, you have contacts of many, many people in parts of Europe that you have known, and that gives us an opportunity to work together and start moving out into other parts of the Netherlands as well as into Europe.
Ask God to sharpen their outreach. There's a lot more online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.